And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield now. Hi, time to talk sport. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, the Australian men have fallen short in their run chase against India this morning.
Yeah, Fran, look, the Australians were needing 251 to win after yet another sublime innings from the Indian captain, Virat Kohli, who scored his 40th one-day century. That's right, 40. That puts him in the same rare air as Sachin Tendulkar. The Australian skipper, Aaron Finch, he couldn't match that, out for 37, which at least was his best effort in a while. Marcus Stoinis, who scored his side's only half century, got the Australians close before a late order collapse that ended with Australia 8 runs short when Adam Zampa was dismissed in the 50th over. So India, Fran, takes a 2-0 lead in the series with game 3 of 5 in Ranchi in a couple of days. Not a lot of time to work out how to reduce the impact of King Kohli, Fran.
No. Meanwhile, the Matildas play Argentina in Melbourne tonight as the city vies to become the Matildas' permanent home.
Yeah, Fran, a thoroughly modern football facility costing somewhere between $60 and $80 million is being mooted by Football Victoria. The Victorian government's already spent $200,000 on a feasibility study, and the aim is to make this the Matildas' new home, that make them the prime tenants. It's still a bit pie in the sky-ish, though more details are apparently set to be revealed today, with Melbourne preparing to host the Matildas' Cup of Nations game against Argentina tonight. That's at the city's home of Rectangle Sports on the banks of the Yarra. The Argentines are in fourth place in this competition, while the Australians are on top after their wins over New Zealand and South Korea. And even a draw tonight will give them make them the Cup of Nations champions, Fran. So all good news for the Matildas ahead of this game in Melbourne tonight.
As long as we win or draw.
Yep.
That's right. Okay. In fingers crossed then. In rugby league, and another calamitous day for that sport.
Oh, Fran, sordid and then some. Penrith player Tyrone May stood down following the airing of two sex tapes in which police allege he filmed two women without their consent. Charges he denies, but as from last week, the NRL can now suspend players while their court cases are being dealt with. To make matters worse, the daughter of the former Australian player Mark Guy has had to deny she's involved in the sex tapes, her furious father putting the matter in the hands of solicitors. While at Cronulla Sutherland, the Sharks CEO Barry Russell, described by the chief football writer of the Daily Telegraph, Paul Kent, as rugby league's one honest man, he resigned, pushed out by club supporters, unhappy that he reported breaches of the salary cap to head office, and that led to the discovery of plenty other things wrong at Cronulla Sutherland, the club that doesn't believe it has to play within the rules, Fran.
In football, double embarrassment for Melbourne Victory in the Asian Champion League last night.
Yeah, look, Fran, the Victory announced a new sponsorship deal with a Hong Kong-based company yesterday, bells and whistles and all that sort of stuff, but then had to play in neutral shirts when belated due diligence, done in part by the media, or the pesky media, to use the full name, discovered the new sponsor might have links to the gambling industry, and the Asian Football Confederation bans sponsorship from gambling companies. And anyway, Victory also has a partnership with the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation. Oh dear. Out on the pitch, the Victory also struggled to get out of neutral despite scoring the first goal through Ola Toivonen, beaten 3-1 by Daegu FC. And in Melbourne tonight, Fran, the Matildas play Argentina, the final game of the Cup of Nations, the competition in which they are the dominant team, and that dominance should continue this evening.
And in tennis, Ashley Barty set to return to the game this week while Nick Kyrgios gets an invitation to the Queen's Club.
Yeah, let's start with Ashley Barty. After exertions in the Federation Cup for Australia, which left her with a sore hip, she's missed a couple of tournaments, but is now ready to resume her ascension up the computer rankings at the Indian Wells tournament in California, where Alexei Popperin, Alex Bolt, and a bloke by the name of Bernard Tomic, they're playing in qualifiers today. And yes, Nick Kyrgios, that other name with which to conjure at times, the win he had in Mexico has prompted the folk at the Queen's Club in London to invite him to take part in their traditional pre-Wimbledon soiree. Whatever else he might do or not do in the way of John McEnroe in another time, Nick Kyrgios is really starting to put bottoms on seats, and the Queen's Club's recognised that, and I'm sure other tennis tournaments are noting that as well, Fran.
And just briefly, in basketball, Andrew Bogut set to return to the NBA.
Yeah, look, having completed his NBL season's obligations to the Sydney Kings at the age of 34, it seems that the NBA believe there's still much goodness in this big body of his. The Golden State Warriors have been talking to him, and there's confirmation of an agreement set to be announced in the next few days, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield is 25 to 8 on Breakfast.